Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood here again, reaching the world for Christ. We just want to wish everybody out there a happy New Year's, and we just thank God for another opportunity to come into your homes and to places where that you may be. So 770, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Well, Lloyd, this is Brother John from Georgia.
Well, praise the Lord. How you doing there, Brother John?
We're doing great. God is just blessing abundantly. We just praise the Lord for what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing in our lives and in just every situation and circumstance. We just give him glory and honor tonight.
Amen. Well, we want to tell everybody to remember you and your family there, because your sister passed on and everything there, so we're real sorry to hear about that.
We appreciate that, brother. We appreciate all the prayers, and everyone's been so good, and just, you know, surrounding us, and we just appreciate that.
Praise the Lord. Well, we want to tell everybody out there, they can call in on 310-742-1759 and get right in here with us, and we're speaking this week on prayer again, so just trusting that the God will move and bless us and stir our hearts and meet the needs of the people out there. And we want to say that we just run a survey, and we found out that we've got 66,350 people listening to us, so we want to thank God for each one of them, for each country. I couldn't tell you all the countries right now and have to read them off, and it'd take too long to do that. But we thank God for every country out there that's listening and every person that's listening. So go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll get you right on here with us. And so we're just very thankful to have Brother John Samples in here with us from Thomaston, Georgia tonight to minister to us and minister a little bit here. We got several others supposed to be calling in, so we're just going to have a great time in the Lord on this next few minutes here. So, Brother John, just go ahead and obey the Lord there for a little bit.
I appreciate the opportunity tonight. The Lord, we were dealing with prayer. Tonight, the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me out of the book of Matthew, chapter 14, beginning with verse 13. Jesus had just learned of the death of John the Baptist, that he'd just been beheaded. Tonight, I want to bring to you for the next few moments, brought, broken, and blessed. And tonight, beginning there in verse 13, it says, when Jesus heard of it, talking about the death of John, his cousin, he departed thence by ship to a desert place apart. He come to a place of being apart, but he separated himself. You know, when we come to a place, amen, when nothing else will do, there's a time of coming to the Father of life. And the Bible says, come ye out, be separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And the Bible says, and when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. You know, we need to know that there's an hour. The Bible says in John chapter 5, verse 25, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Even in the grave, even in death, believers will hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. For as the Father hath life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. Jesus Christ has life in himself, and even though death had come to John, and he had set himself in a desert place, amen, a place of prayer, amen. In church tonight, we need to get, those of you that are listening, you need to get to that place apart, a place of prayer where we can cry out to the Father of life. And even when there's death there, the Lord Jesus Christ, his voice will hear and bring from death into life. The Bible says that the people that followed him on foot out of the cities as he went to a ship. We need to know tonight in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 19, the Bible declares, amen, said, for this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. In other words, John had suffered wrongfully. But many underneath the sound of my voice, you have suffered wrongfully and endured grief because of the belief that you have, because of the stand you're making. Verse 20 says, well, what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently. But if when you do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called. We've been called to suffer with Christ, but also be called the glory of Christ. Says, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. That's what the people, that's what the multitude done. They followed him in his grief. They followed him in his place of prayer. Tonight, church, we need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ wherever he will take us. For even into where you call, because Christ also suffered, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself. Church, tonight we need to commit ourselves unto the Father of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. There's provision of healing tonight. And the Bible says, amen, going on down that he had, verse 14 of Matthew 14, that he had compassion upon the great multitude, and he went towards them and healed their sick. And the Bible says when it was evening that the disciples came to him in the desert place and said, the time is now past, send the multitude away, that they may go to the villages and get themselves by themselves victuals. You know, it's sad because at the time there that many believe, many leaders, at the very time that they have a need, at the very time you need to come unto Jesus Christ, at the very time that he's moved in compassion to come unto you, many of people are sent away just because of the time, because it's evening time, just because the time is past, amen, that they need that provision. But you need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is your provision. The Bible says that Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Church, tonight you need to not go anywhere. For the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 6 has the words of life. Amen. He is that bread of life that comes down from heaven. Amen. And whosoever eat of this bread shall live everlasting and forever. We need to know tonight that there is divine provision in the bread of life that's coming down from heaven. Amen. And give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You need to know tonight that man's provision is not enough. But once the Lord Jesus Christ once it's brought to him, once it's blessed by him, once it's broken by him, there's a divine compassion. He said in the Psalms that he would give you an abundance, amen, hallelujah, of provision in his Psalms. The word says in John chapter 21, amen, when he was talking to Peter, he said, Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said, feed my lambs. That was the commission that he gave his disciples, feed them. Even though they only had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he said, feed my lambs. He said, Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Amen. And he comes to him the third time, and it grieved Peter because he had come to him the third time. But Peter needed to realize there was a three time denial before he hung on the cross. But there's a three time acceptance. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ knows that the Lord, that Simon loved him, that Peter loved him. But even in all that, he still had to declare to them, Peter, feed my sheep. And he commanded, the Bible says, he said, bring them hither to me. In other words, bring those, that the provision that you have to Jesus. Look, whatever you have in your home tonight, whatever happens in your situation, bring it to Jesus and let it be brought to him and let him bless him. The Bible says he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. You need to know tonight that the Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23, verse 1 and 2. He maketh me, amen, to watch, to lie down in clean pastures. They were in a desert, but they were in a place of light. They were in the green pastures, amen. And the Bible says, and he took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and prayed. You need to know tonight, this night is not, you need not to just look up because it's a new year, but you need to know that you're walking in the newness of life when you come to Jesus Christ. It's not time to look down, but it's time to look up to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord who did heaven and earth. And the Bible says, and he gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. That was the thing. It came from Jesus Christ to his disciples who had followed him to the multitude. And the Bible says, and they all did eat and were filled, and they took up. Hallelujah. You need to know after you look up, it's time to take up. Then he took up those things. Amen. Hallelujah. In the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight, as we go, don't go any farther. The Bible says, and which were the things. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They took up those fragments, amen, and these are the crumbs from the master's table, amen, hallelujah, tonight. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. Tonight, church, you can eat from the master's table. When you bring it to him, he blesses it, and it's broken in Jesus' name.
Amen. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Hey, this is Brother Petty, Sweetwater, Tennessee, calling in to witness a little bit and listen to these good testimonies. That was a good testimony there about old Peter. And, you know, we just got out of celebrating the birth of our Savior. We ought to celebrate it every day, though, because he shed that precious blood that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we need to celebrate every day. Don't forget where we come from and where he's brought us to. And
Amen.
He brought us a long way and did a great sacrifice that we might have hope and life after this. And I praise God for the blood of Jesus. And I'll just get back now, Brother Yearwood, and listen to the rest of the testimonies.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad, Brother Bobby, that you called in and joined us tonight, and we just thank God for an opportunity to come into the countries and to the places again that we are reaching into. And so anybody wants to call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the air with us. So we got another 742-351. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Okay. I didn't know if there's someone else on the line or not, but I'm Connie Cash, and I'm at Sweetwater, Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and obey the Lord there, sister. We're glad that you called in there.
Well, I'm just wanting to say one thing, actually. I thank God I've made it to another new year, and I thank him for all his blessings and his salvation. And I pray that we have an even greater year for change than we've ever had in years,
Amen.
Especially where the Holy Ghost is concerned.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, I thank God for another year there, too. We've come through and I'm looking forward for a better year this time. I was telling them last time.
Amen.
That I'm looking to do more this year than I done last year for the Lord.
Amen.
Done quite a bit last year. I was in, Florida and I was in Georgia and I was in Ohio about three or four different times. And different places and different within Missouri and everywhere else in revival this past year. So I'm looking forward for doing more this year than I done last year. So I've got a few verses here I'd like to read in Proverbs 15 and verse 8. Says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is the delight, his delight. You know, I tell you what, it's time that God's people start giving the praises of God and start glorifying him and lifting his name up, that in prayer that that we can be delight. You know, I tell you what, we need to be the light of the world and not just killing our time and beating an old limb that don't mean nothing, but we need to be telling everybody about Jesus. That's the reason we have this broadcast on here every week, is tell somebody the good news, tell them that Jesus Christ loves them, and they just need the prayer and talk to him. And Matthew 21 and 13 says, and he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. You know, there's a lot of people have made the house of prayer a den of thieves. They're not using it the way that they should be. They're not glorifying God like they ought to glorify him. You know, they just take and they do everything under the sun. You know, they were taken over there and they're selling of the animals and selling the doves and things. And when Jesus come in, he took and whipped them out of the house. Praise God. He turned them upside down and got rid of them. You know, that's what a lot of people are doing today. But, you know, we need to realize that we enter into his house. We ought to enter into it with thanksgiving and giving him the praise and the glory and the honor for everything. And whenever we do that, we can see him do some great and mighty things. Right here in Acts 6 and 4, it says, but we will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And, you know, that's what God is looking for us to do. We need to give ourselves to the prayer and to the ministry of God, that we can glorify him, that we can lift him up, and that we can give him the praise and the glory and the honor for everything. And, you know, James 5 and 15 and 16, it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if they have committed, they shall be forgiven of him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, if we are born again and washed in his blood, praise God, we have got something in our lives that should make us change and should let us know that we can call upon him at any time, and he will hear and he will answer. If we are a child of God, he will answer. It may not be the way that we'd like for it to be answered, but he will give us an answer to it. And right here in Revelation 5 and 8, it says, and when he have taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fall down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden fowls, fall of full of odors, which are the prayer of saints. And, you know, I tell you, it's something to think about today. praise God, that we can call upon the Lord at any time and go to Him at any time and know that beyond every shadow of a doubt, whenever we call upon Him, He's going to hear, He's going to answer.
Amen.
One passage of Scripture over there says that whenever we pray and we, whatever we desire, whenever we pray, we ask Him, He's going to give it to us. You know, I just thank God He's going to do it. Right here in Matthew 21 and verse 22, it says, "In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." And, you know, that's what it's all about tonight, my friend. Whatever that we desire, whenever we pray, God's going to give it to us. And, you know, if we're our child of God, we first got to be a child of the King. He says over in one passage of Scripture that He don't hear a sinner pray except he's repenting. And praise God, He hears a sinner man whenever he's calling upon Him and asking Him to forgive him of his sins. He will hear, and He will forgive you, my friend. He will take you in. He will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and He will make you a fit candidate for the kingdom of God if you'll just walk uprightly before Him and put Him in the rightful place that He needs to be at, and put your heart in the place that that you need to be, and walk up before God. God will hear and He will answer. I thank God tonight because I know that one day, 1975, January, 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I called out on the Lord and He heard me and He answered me. Hallelujah, glory to God. He answered my prayer with Brother Clayton Brown from Dalton, Georgia, and another brother praying with me, and God heard and He answered. I've not been the same since. I've not made ever, dotted every I and crossed every T, but thank God whenever I do, God forgives me whenever I make a mistake. And I thank God that He hears and He answers our prayers. I just praise the Lord for this opportunity. I praise Him that He made it possible for us to reach the world for the gospel. I praise Him for, like I said earlier, we run a survey and we got to 66,350 people tune in and listening to us. They might not all be at the same time, but they're listening, and we got them here on Facebook listening to us right now. And I praise God for it. Hallelujah. That we've got people that is tuned in around this world from all the other countries. We've got people that's tuned in listening. And that one sister out in California, we want to say that we thank God for the her sending us an email and telling us that she enjoyed it and wishing us a Merry Christmas. We thank God for them that emailed us and told us anything at all. And we praise God for another opportunity just to come into your home once again. So I just praise the Lord for this broadcast, and I just thank God for each and every one that takes a part of it and takes a hand of it, because this is not a one-man show. This is to reach the world for Christ. It's whoever that will stand on the Word of God and preach the Word of God and will to talk the Word of God. We'll try our best to make you feel free and feel welcome to get on the air with us, because I'm not a jealous preacher. I just want to glorify my Lord, my Savior, because after all, 2,000 years ago, a little over, He gave His life on the cross, that He didn't have to do it, but He paid a debt for Lloyd Yearwood. Praise God, that I couldn't pay, but He paid that debt for me. I just praise Him for that. I just glorify Him for that. That's the reason that I say that we're on here talking about prayer, because it takes of prayer to get the move of God and to get God a move. And it takes people being honestly before God and crying out to God, and God will hear and he will answer. I praise the Lord for this opportunity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother John, come back in there and tell us something else. We got about 5 minutes left. We got two others on here, so we'll give all of us an opportunity to obey the Lord.
I appreciate that, Brother Lord. I appreciate the opportunity. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Lord Jesus Christ promises on the Mount in man Beatitudes that if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. The important thing is tonight that, amen, we're getting ready to go off the air, but what are you going to do with the fragments that remain in your life? What are you going to do with the fragments of the Word of God that you took up and took? Because this Word of God is precious, amen. The Lord blessed it. It was brought to him. He blessed it. And in the end, there was more that remained after the Lord blessed it. It was brought to him and was broken than it was that they brought to him. And this is the way it is tonight. The Word of God, amen, we have communion. And communion is eating the Word of God and drinking of the blood, the life's blood that's in the Word of God. And tonight, what are you going to do with the fragments? Some of you need to take these fragments, this Word of God that you receive tonight in your homes, in your countries, and take it to the world. You need to take it to your loved ones that need that healing. You need to take it, amen, amen, these fragments, and it will give them life. As you begin to speak the Word of God, as you begin to relay even unto them, it will bring life. What are you going to do? It's been brought, it's been blessed, and it's been broken. It's time to look up and time to take up the things that the Lord Jesus Christ has given. Amen. Because the healing was for the children's bread, but even the dog gets a crumb from the master's table. It's time for us to make sure that we are the children of God and brought in there that he might be our inheritance tonight. The Lord bless you, and I pray, my prayer is that you would walk in the newness of life, not only to observe days and times, but to observe a lifetime of walking in the newness of life. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother John. Brother Bobby, come back in there and tell us about the church there.
Okay, well, you go to the Sweetwater Church of God up on Monroe Street. If you're coming north on Highway 11, come to the Ace Hardware at the red light. The Ace Hardware on the corner, turn left. Go right up beside the hardware, right on by the City Hall, on by First Baptist Church. Go to the hill, go down, and the church will be on your right. The Sweetwater Church of God. And I want to put my neighbor on the prayer line, Brother Yearwood, Janice Clendenin. Her daddy died, and they're going to have his funeral tomorrow night. He's 97-year-old, and her husband's got Alzheimer's, and he's got other problems, and he's in the hospital, and she's sort of having a time, and she just needs prayer. So if you will, put her on the prayer line there and remember her. Remember a lot of my friends and neighbors that too numerous to mention, but God knows all about them. And I praise God that he's brought us through another year, amen, and took care of us, fed us, clothed us, and done for us that we didn't deserve. But he saw fit to shed his precious blood that Bobby Petty might have life and have it more abundantly. And I praise God for that. And God bless you, Brother Yearwood. You're doing a good work. Maybe somebody be saved, blessed, touched, uplifted through this radio program.
Amen. Brother John?
Yeah.
Come back in there and tell us about your church, where it's at there.
We're in Thomaston, Georgia, 70 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia, on East Main Street here in Thomaston, Georgia. Our services are Sunday morning at Sunday School at 10, regular service at 11, Sunday night at 6. We have a Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock. And we just want to invite each and every one of you and to come that are available, whosoever will, let them come. And also, you know, just want to share the love and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also, we want to thank you for the opportunity to share the gospel to all the world and all those that are listening, that they will have life and have more abundantly, just like the brother said.
Amen. We appreciate you. Sister Connie?
Yes.
Tell us about your ministry there.
We have a jail ministry in Monroe County in Madisonville, and we have it Sunday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, and Saturday night, men's and women's.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We sure appreciate it. Our time is up, so we'll talk to you later on. God bless you, and we love every one of you.
Thank you.